This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's helping out the cattle market today?
Well, Leslie, I think it's more of a technical bounce than anything else. We've seen three sessions before this of triple-digit losses in the cattle complex, and today we saw small triple-digit gains to the upside. We also are hearing of a little 157 cash, which is not good news. But we've had a second day of our mid-morning box beef being higher. Choice was up 228 today, selects up 283, and a total movement of only 73 loads. We saw the cattle kill today estimated at 101,000 head. We will see on Friday the February contract of live cattle expire. Today they closed $1.70 higher. April was up $1.27. March feeders $1.37 higher. May feeders up $1.25. And April lean hogs were 75 cents higher today.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Tom, what's going on in that grain market?
Well, what they gave us yesterday, they took away today. It was fun buying yesterday, fun selling today. We did not really have any fresh news to go along with today's action in the market. It seemed to be more technical than anything else out there. We also saw more new contract lows being made in some of our Kansas City wheat contracts, and our corn contracts made new lows for the current move to the downside. Other than that, tomorrow morning we'll see our weekly export sales numbers. On the close today, May Kansas City wheat 7.25 lower, July KC down 7.25 also, May Chicago wheat down 6.5, May corn down 1¾, as was also the July corn contract. May soybeans were 8 cents lower, and July soybeans down 7¾, with the May cotton 64 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.